Let's begin with our first speaker. I don't know what time she thinks it is. It's somewhere in England. Linda Elsgood of the LDN Research Trust. Linda tells us she's 48 years old from the UK. She's married to Marcus. They have two daughters, Sarah, 25, and Laura, 20. Linda was forced to retire from banking due to multiple sclerosis in April 2000. She has had relapsing remitting MS since the age of 32 and had been taking LDN with great success since December 2003. You can come up here, Linda. You're going to talk from here. Linda founded the LDN Research Trust charity in May 2004. She has been working with Dr. Alice Dare Coles of Addenbrooke's Hospital and Dr. Bob Lawrence, who is a pioneer in prescribing LDN in the UK and whom you will all be meeting just in a few minutes. And between all of them, they created the UK LDN clinical trial proposal. Linda works full-time voluntarily for the charity and works like five people. She takes an average of 15 phone calls a day, a similar number of emails, as well as letters through the post. She has become the poster girl for LDN in her area. She says the hospitals are sick of hearing her name as people come in and say, what about that low-dose naltrexone? To date, Linda has a database of over 1,000 people worldwide with multiple sclerosis.
Over 1,400 now.
1,400 now. I hope the film is ready.
Thank you. What an honour and privilege it is to be here today. First of all, my experience of LDN has been absolutely unbelievable. Before I started LDN, just 2 months before, I'd been told that my MS had advanced from relapsing and remitting and that I was actually secondary progressive, and there was nothing more that could be done for me. I felt, okay, you're telling me basically, go home, die quietly, don't make a fuss, there's nothing we can do. I'd already done my research on LDN and I wanted to try it. I contacted Dr. Bob Lawrence. I did change my diet, I took supplements, and 2 months later I was taking LDN. 3 months on being on LDN, I had to go back to the hospital to be reassessed, and in the October I was scored 6 on the EDSS scale. This was in the February, just 3 months later, and unbelievably I scored 0. I had no neurological symptoms whatsoever. So I was saying, this LDN is wonderful. It's the only drug I'm taking. I've got no numbness, no pins and needles. I'm not getting up 6 times in the night to go to the toilet. My leg strength has come back. Isn't it wonderful? No, it's not the LDN. We did make a mistake. You're not actually secondary progressive. You are still relapsing and remitting. And you're in remission. So there we are. And this February I went back and I was told, yes, you still have no neurological symptoms. And if we didn't know you had MS, we wouldn't even consider testing you. We would not know you had MS. And whatever you're doing, don't stop. So it is the LDN then that's working. No, but just don't stop what you're doing. So there we are. I've actually been on the television twice. I've been on the radio. I've been in the local newspaper 5 times. This has generated an awful lot of interest, and I live in a county called Norfolk. And as Dr. David Gluck was saying, people contact me, not just from my area, because everything, obviously, by emails gets sent everywhere, but the people in my area go to the hospital and they speak to my neurologist, who is very anti-LDN, but we had quite a breakthrough the last 2 weeks. Obviously, all the patients are coming in and saying, can we try LDN? I've been speaking to Linda Elsgood. She's given me this information. And, you know, it's, oh, not her again, you know. But anyway, this neurologist has decided that people may try LDN if they so wish. He won't prescribe it. They come away, how do I get hold of this drug that my neurologist said I can try? The next step is actually getting him to prescribe it. So, I mean, we're hoping. The clinical trial proposal that we put together, I know a lot of you have said to me in emails, why are you doing a toxicity trial when naltrexone has been tried in its, 50 milligram dosage? We know that it's not harmful until you're taking it, 300 milligrams a day, and drug addicts take it 150. Well, Dr. Alistair Coles was saying, okay, that's fair enough, but the heroin addicts only take 150 milligrams a day over a short period. We're talking a period of weeks. You've got to prove to the medical profession that they can take 3 milligrams, 4.5, over a long period of time without it being harmful. Dr. Bob Lawrence did actually contact several neurologists to ask for their help and support. He only received one reply. The others chose to ignore it completely, and that wasn't an offer of help. So the trial proposal that we have together is a double-blinded trial with 20 patients, 10 on placebo and 10 on 3 milligrams of LDN. Each patient would be studied for 12 months. The placebo capsules would contain calcium carbonate only, and they would look identical to the real thing. In order to study toxicity, each patient would have one consent visit with a neurologist and 5 subsequent visits while on treatment. The study would be reviewed with an EDSS scale and the MSFC scale, and these would record the level of disability. The patients would record a diary of their symptoms, and they would have blood tests, a full blood count, a UNA, which is your kidney function test, and a liver function test every 3 months. Using the relapse rate as a marker of efficacy, there exists the added facility to evaluate how effective this treatment is compared to the treated and the untreated success rate. But this is just a sideline. The whole purpose of this test is just to prove that it's not toxic in any way. The people that would be considered for inclusion of the trial would be between the ages of 18 and 50, have relapsing and remitting MS with 2 or more relapses in the last 2 years, have had MS for less than 10 years, and be able to walk unassisted with or without aids for at least 20 metres. They must not have been on steroids or immune suppressants, beta interferon, or opiate analgesics for at least 1 month prior to starting the trial. Patients will have either failed a beta interferon or those who chose not to have taken part for whatever reason. They must not have previously taken LDN, and any current treatment with diet or nutritional therapy would be continued. Copaxone may also be taken with LDN. Now, this is all very well, but while this trial is going ahead being planned, we have been actively getting people on LDN. As I say, many people are contacting me all the time, and I had an article, as maybe some of you saw, in the New Pathways magazine, which was unbelievable. Instantly, I was getting 60 phone calls a day. I've always said in any article that radio, television, that they may print my telephone number. I think I've now created a monster, but people are able to get hold of me, and it means I can give them the information to take to their GPs. Some GPs are giving LDN now on the NHS. Some are choosing to give a private prescription, and others say it's an untried drug, they won't touch it. I've personally contacted over 500 private GPs to ask them if they would please investigate LDN, do their own research, and would they be prepared to help. We now have a network of doctors in place that will prescribe LDN, and they're seeing quite remarkable results. Dr. Bob Lawrence and I are very excited at the prospect. We've got another GP who's agreed to help us. His name is Dr. Tom Gilhooley. He's from Scotland, and as you probably know, the highest ratio of people in the world actually come from Scotland and Glasgow. Dr. Tom Gilhooley has been studying diet and nutrition for many years in MS, and he has found that people with MS have very high levels of inflammation. And by reducing these levels of inflammation, people's MS symptoms start to recede. So, thank you. 2 minutes. Okay. So what he's doing now is he's going to do some case studies, and with the remarkable results he's getting already, he's going to introduce LDN, and we should watch this space. Okay. Right. So it's reported that there are over 2.5 million people diagnosed with MS in the world. That number, I would imagine, is very low because it can take 10 years in some cases for people to be diagnosed. So I think working together as to being one big team, that we could reach as many people as possible and offer these people positive hope for a better quality of life in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
It's wonderful.